This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. It's official. The next venue for World Youth Day celebrations will be Krakow, Poland. Pope Francis made the announcement in Rio de Janeiro Sunday, the final day of his week-long pastoral visit to Brazil for World Youth Day 2013.
Queridos jóvenes, tenemos encuentro marcado na próxima jornada mundial da juventude. No ano 2016 in Cracovia.
Speaking ahead of reciting the Angelus prayer with the faithful gathered in Rio, Pope Francis invoked the intercession of the Virgin Mary in preparation for Krakow, asking for the light of the Holy Spirit upon the journey that will lead us to this next stage in our joyful celebration of faith and the love of Christ. The decision to hold World Youth Day in Poland's second largest city will come as no surprise to many. Blessed Pope John Paul II, a Pole who led the Archdiocese of Krakow for some 15 years and the Universal Church for nearly 27, is soon to be canonized, becoming one of the country's newest saints. Not long before departing for World Youth Day in Brazil, on July 4th, Pope Francis confirmed his approval of Karol Wojtyła's canonization in a process initiated in 2005 under the pontificate of Benedict XVI. The Polish pontiff will be canonized together with Pope John XXIII in a special mass expected to take place before the end of this year. Hundreds of thousands of Poles came to Rome to mourn their beloved Pope in April 2005, after John Paul II's death. They credit him with the downfall of the former communist regime and the resurgence of Poland's Catholic identity. A university city, Krakow is a major national academic and artistic center whose old town was one of UNESCO's first World Heritage Sites. Situated on the banks of the Vistula River in the Lesser Poland region, the city dates back to the 7th century. Krakow has a population of some 760,000 people, but some 8 million people live within a 100-kilometer radius of the center. I'm Tracy McClure.